Come in. Hi. Yeah, I know who you are. I'm so sorry. My manager hired you, right? I know, it was stupid. I should have kept to myself. And I shouldn't have gone without a... Well... Nothing I can do about it now. Nice to meet you. I promise, I'm not usually the troublemaking kind. And I didn't get hurt. Yes, but I didn't. And I won't do it again. I guess... Now, I can't, since I have a personal bodyguard. Well, I'm Avery, but you know that. What's your name? Here, let me show you around my flat. So, first off, I should really say this room is off limits. If you don't mind. It's my bedroom. I keep it an absolute mess, and I really don't like anyone coming in. I hope you understand. Here is the living room. The kitchen is there. And feel free to... Oh, right. So my manager came last night and set things up. It's nothing special right now, but this is where you're gonna sleep. You can make it your own. Bring in whatever you like. Can I ask you a question? Well, I'm sure you've guarded pop stars before. My manager wouldn't hire a newbie. But have you ever been a personal bodyguard, though? Like, a live-in? Okay. Then I really hope this isn't awkward for you. Well, I mean, you're pretty nice on the eyes. So it's not like I'm upset about having you around. I'm a little nervous. Usually I have the whole place to myself. I lock myself in for days at a time in my creative element. I'll write songs for hours. I don't know how long it's gonna take me to get used to this. Well, even if you're quiet, it will still feel like you're here, you know? I don't know. I worry. Gosh. About that. There's a lot to go over about the incident. Sit down here with me. So, I feel really attached to my fans. They mean a lot to me, and I don't want to just... seem like some distant figure, I guess. I want to be friendly to them and get to know them. And my manager told me over and over again, I shouldn't get too involved. Because it can cause people to get too attached, and as usual, I didn't listen to her. And I got in trouble for it. And as usual, I really wish I would have done what I was told. Right, so I went out of my apartment at night because there was a fan club meeting nearby. I saw it on the fan site. I like to watch and see what they get up to on there, you know, when I'm bored. So I saw it was nearby and I asked my manager if I could go. But, of course, she said no, you know, we hadn't planned for something like that. Normally it takes a long time. And at first I was going to listen. But I thought, hey, I got a few new outfits recently. None of the paparazzi has seen me in them, so they wouldn't know. And if I just put on some sunglasses... I don't really know what I was thinking. Deep down, I knew that it wouldn't hide me. But it sounded like so much fun. So I... Gosh. Sorry, it's just... You're a bit... intimidating, I guess. I keep losing my train of thought. Even when you apologize, you have that little crinkle between your brows. Right here. You won't yell at me if I break a rule, right? Not even if I do something really stupid. Good. As long as you promise. I think I would faint if someone like you was yelling at me. You're like a million times bigger than me. I kind of like it, though. Oh, sorry. Gosh. You're really attractive. I don't usually get to talk to people like this. And my manager says I'm not allowed to date. Because I'm not good at keeping secrets. And some fans get angry, and when... Again, sorry. To summarize, I went to the get-together, and people found out it was me, so I was like, surprise! And then I got my hair pulled. Someone stole my bracelet. It was really blurry. It didn't turn out the way I thought it would. And I was so scared that I had to run. And the owner of the bar had to keep me in this room until the help came. It was only a few of them that acted like that, but... The videos of it are all over the place. Everywhere I go, online, there's something, and... It's embarrassing. People even shame my security for not going with me. Can you believe that? I was the one who made that stupid decision, and I snuck out. How would they have known? I guess I deserve having a personal bodyguard, right? Not that you're a punishment. You really aren't. Because like I said, you know. Is that unprofessional? I hope I'm not being unprofessional. I'm actually not very good at talking to people. Weirdly enough. Where are you going? Hey, what did I just say? No bedroom. Don't you touch that door handle. You listen to me. It doesn't matter if I'm hiding trash, or boys, or criminals, or what. That room is my own business. Got it? You really are intimidating. Come on. Just please leave it be, okay? Thank you. Even I need privacy sometimes. If I can't even have my own house to myself now, at least give me my own room. By the way, I have Just Dance on the TV. I've got Pokemon on my DS. Don't touch my Dunsparce. He is very special to me. And you should know about Hot Dog. He's my dog. He's a Doberman. Way over, yeah. But my landlord hasn't complained about the pet weight limit. So, he's my guard dog. Well, he's supposed to be. My manager gave him to me last time I went out without permission. I got to name him and everything. He's super friendly, so don't worry. Right now, he's at the groomer's, though. Oh, helping yourself to the fridge. There isn't anything in there you'd want. I'm on a strict diet. But if you would let me, do you maybe want pizza? Yes, I really don't get to eat that often. What kind do you want? Got it. Got it. Okay, hold on. How many pizzas are you going to eat? I guess a person like you needs to keep up the strength, huh? This could be fun. Oh, and don't worry about the meal stuff. My manager has it all set up. My chef will cook for you too, okay? All right, I'll order and what is it? Fine. But I don't see how ordering a few pizzas could be dangerous. My voice? Ah, you thought of everything. All right, you order. Here's my card. And I'm going to my room for a moment. Don't come in, okay? I mean it. It's the one rule you cannot break. And don't even look inside when I open the door. Close your eyes, okay? Got it? Hey, what are you doing? I said stay put. Good. I said I had one rule for you. Can you at least cover your eyes? Idiot. I'm fine. I can't believe you. It's fine. I'm covered with a blanket now. You haven't even been here for an hour, and you already know my secret. Not even my manager knows this stuff is in here. Yeah, it's all mine. This is embarrassing. The vibrators, the dildos, all of it. And it's not your business anyway. Oh, the pizza's here. Sorry, I didn't realize I'd been in here for this long. I can't seem to... Well... Never mind. No, I just... I should have kept my mouth shut. That's why I keep getting in trouble. At least usually. Gosh. I said I'm fine. I don't get it. Well, my manager said she didn't want me to date. Yet, she gives me a bodyguard like you. She must know that I would find you attractive. Like, why did she do this to me? That's none of your business. Why should you know if I can get off or not? Of course I can get off. I guess. I mean, normally I can, but you're right outside my door and it's just making me really nervous. But being so close to you, it got my body all worked up. Nobody's made me feel like this before. I know you're here to take care of me. That's why... What are you doing? That's not a toy. Well, it is, but it's not your toy. Don't mess around with it. Why'd you turn it on? You don't look so intimidating anymore. Was that an act? Hey, listen, turn that off for a second. I don't know. Well, I do know. Yeah, I want it, but it's just that we just met and it's moving really fast. And I've never done anything like this before. But ever since you got here, you've been listening to me and treating me differently. Like, in a good way. It feels different. If you're all right with it, I wouldn't mind. As long as the pizza doesn't get cold. I haven't had pizza in like 2 years. Yeah. I'd like all of them. The toys I don't like, I don't keep, so you can take your pick. Oh, I like that one. It's for my G-spot. It feels really, really good. But I can never really come like that. Are you sure? Okay. Oh, right. I'll move the blanket. Thanks. I'll open my legs, I guess. Really that good? Oh, I'm so nervous. It goes without saying, but my manager won't hear about this, right? She would have a fit. Okay. I cannot believe I'm doing this. Turn it on first. Okay. I like it on my clit at first. Oh my gosh, I'm seriously freaking out. No, it's okay. Put it on my clit. I want it. Oh, okay. Oh my gosh. Oh. Oh, wow. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, wow. This feels so different somehow. Oh, watching your hand use my vibrator like that. Oh, your hands are so big. This feels so much more amazing than... Oh my gosh. Than anything I've been able to do. Oh. Sides feel all warm. Can you put it in now? Look at me when you do it. I want to see your eyes. Oh. 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 Can you me. It feels extra squishy. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's it. Wow. I'm not supposed to curse because of my public image. But I... You won't tell anyone. Then fuck. I've never felt anything like this. Oh, it feels so good. It feels so damn good. I can't. Keep hitting my spot. It feels so good. Oh, give me your face. Oh, I love you so much. Touch my tits. Oh, please touch my tits. Oh, shit. This has never happened. Holy shit. Let's get you some pizza, big guy. I know you're gonna take such good.